Blog Talk Radio. Because of the lion shall break every chain.
That was your bloodline. That was what line of blood you was. So when you're dealing with blood, then you have to go into a study of hematology. So we had to go get books on, we had many books on hematology. So I went off into a real extensive study of it and started a lecture so we could understand creation, the creation story a little bit better. Also, when you study bloodlines, you're dealing with signs, symbols, and numbers, because what we did was took it through the Bible, the Torah, the Quran, and Tanakh. So once we did that, then all the translations, we would have to deal with signs, symbols, and numbers that a Masonic order has put the knowledge hidden, Yahwehism, off into it. So the subject would be Yahwehism versus the Adamites. The people that's called the Adamites, these people came into existence in the Eastern Hemisphere, not the Western Hemisphere, but the Eastern Hemisphere is where these people came into existence. According to their history, their history started at 4004 B.C. Well, the Yaman was here 240 million years before the Adamites. In present-day history, if you're tracing the history, they call you the Yaman, the pre-Adamite. They won't call you by your name. They'll say it was some pre-Adamites. You know, they'll say you was here before Adam. So in order to understand that and the bloodline of the Yaman and the Adamites, you have to go back to creation, the creation story of what was created first and what was created second. See, when you go and read the King James Version of the Bible upon the signs, symbols, and numbers and read it in that order, the way it's written, because remember that what you call the Old Testament is six other books that go with that book. So when you go check out them other six books, then you get a better understanding of what the creation story is all about, and a better understanding of Yahwehism when you go and check out the whole story like we did for those 14 years that we sat down and studied. And those 1 year we studied 7 days a week, almost 18 hours a day. So to understand it, you have to go start with bloodline, starting with the creation story. Let's look at the creation story that's in the Bible. On the fifth day, on this day, the Father created a male and a female. And according to the second chapter in the seventh verse, He breathed into them His breath and made a living soul out of them. S-O-U-L, that's translated out of soul and spirit, but if it's in the correct translation, it would be mind, M-I-N-D, mind. He made a mind out of you. This is male and female. This is Yah's creation. See, everything in creation don't belong to Yah, because there's an eighth day creation that we finna explain, which is the Adamites. The male and the female, after Yah had seen that this was good, on Shabbat He rested. So His first commandment to this male and female was to be fruitful and multiply. And the second commandment was to rest on Shabbat. Rest, R-E-S-T, rest. Not preach, not praise and worship, but rest, R-E-S-T. This is this male and female. When He went and rested, and then He came back into the garden, it was another creation there. An Adamite was there, which called itself a man, woe man, in a human being. So you're dealing with two kinds of beings, a male and a female. That's a being, a supreme being, and a human being. That's another kind of being. That's a being that Yah didn't make. This was created by someone else. And the story is in the book of how this creation. So we're checking out this bloodline. You have to understand this book, how it's written, a little bit better by when you trace this bloodline step by step by step by step according to the creation story. There are many, many, many creation stories in every nation of people. But when you get every nation of people's creation story, it all boils down to bloodline. You get your blood from the female. That's who you get your blood from. You do not get your blood from the male. And you'll hear a lot of people say, I got my daddy's blood in me. So my sister had that bad, but you don't have your
right.
blood in you. You are connected to your mama. You got your mother's blood into you. Your bloodline belongs to your mama. This is who you get your blood from. How old is it? Millions of years old, because it's passed down from female to female to female. And this is something that you had to understand, that when you go into Psalm 68 and 4, it'll read the God of heaven is Y-A-H, J-A-H in the King James Bible. Well, that's translated back into the original language would be Y-A-H, and Y-A-H would be in its feminine form. So you have to understand that the female represents the creator on earth. That's why a nation can rise no higher than its females. And this is what you had to understand. But you are taught in Islam, Christianity, in Judaism, Buddhism, Taoism, yin and yang, every religion that you can name, you are taught that the woman, the female, is the evil one. No, she represents the creator down here. Ain't nowhere in your Bible that you read that the earth was cursed, not man. The earth, you need to read your book real, real closely. The earth was cursed, not a man. Was cursed. So the male and the female, who out of them came a man and a woman, that was a human being. Now, how they became this mixing of the seed of this male and female, and the supreme being seed, according to the sixth chapter of Genesis, you go in there and see where it says some gods came out of the Shemines. This is where it read in the ancient language. Some gods came out of the Shemines and mixed their seed with the male and the female, the supreme being. When they mixed their seed, then here comes a human being that was a man and a woman. That's eighth day creation. That is not the original creation. And once you don't, you say that you are who you say you are. Once you say that you are in this creation, then you are in the creation of the Adamites. And these beings came out of the Shemin, from another universe, because you have to understand that you're on the ninth planet. This is the ninth planet. And you live inside a planetarium where there's water above, water beneath, water below. You live beneath the waters on the ninth star, which is called the green star, which travels 1,033 and a third miles per hour. Now, in everybody's history, which would be in their mythology, but every nation of people agree that it used to be beings coming back and forth from earth from other planets, other star systems to Earth, and they did trade and stuff with them. Each religious speak of this, even in your Christian Bible, speak of this, if you know where to find it, if you understand it, because it's on the signs and symbols and numbers. Ezekiel saw a wheel, way up in the middle of the half. A chariot. What is a chariot? A chariot, same as travel. We call a chariot the same thing he called a chariot in these days and time. We call it an airplane. See, because he was going by what was the fastest thing on earth at that period in time was a chariot, a horse carrying a chariot. The fastest thing on earth, as me and you speak, is a jet. Well, we know it's faster than a jet because it's a rocket. They've been to the moon. So we know that we can go from other systems to other systems. We know that in this day and period and time. And also the ancient was visited by these period and time, each thing. So when you're dealing with bloodline, being which one of these lines you come from, and through mixing the seed, Brother Drew, this is something that you read all throughout the Bible. Do not mix your seed. Do not mix your seed with another nation of people. Do not mix your seed. And the Bible clearly tell you, don't mix. If somebody had been your oppressor, don't mix their seed with them. So let's understand. Let's see about this mixing the seed. Let's see, like the. If we explain, like when Grandpa was teaching me this, he would say that the African American, the people that called themselves African American, was in the earth, and they was the season called fall. In the fall of the year, you see many colors on a tree. Well, each one of those leaves represent African American. I mean, you can get his color out of that. How can we get this color? Let's go into the science of eugenics, brother. With this bloodline, we have to deal with genocide when we're dealing with bloodline. So we're gonna go into Sir Walter Gough's book, The Science of Eugenics, which 1881 version, and see how do we genocide a person. We take in 1555, Charles Buford, brother, impregnated a 14-year-old slave girl named Sarah. She had a boy baby that they named Adam. All of this is wrote down in the history of the United States. This baby created the first person that we call African Americans as we speak. This is the beginning of this. The mama, the bloodline, started this baby with the mixing of a seed. Now, if we use the science of eugenics, and for all you good Masons out there, it's called the Three Ruffins. All you people with Masonic knowledge, is also called the Three Ruffins in the Masonic knowledge, how to genocide somebody. Or if you're familiar with the Willie Lynch book, that's part of how to genocide a person. You take this baby, and let's say that if it had been a girl and not a boy, we would take this baby, which would be a mulatta, and wait till this baby girl get 12 years old, and we breed her with another white man. Baby from her, let's say it's a girl, is a quadron. We wait till she get 12 years old, and then we breed her with a white baby man. The baby become a octron. We take the Adrone baby when she gets 12 years old and breed her to a white man. The baby become a mustee. Now, when it become a mustee, if it's a male baby, they would castrate it. If it was a female, she would become Contessa that you found in all over New Orleans. She would become a Contessa. And through breeding, this taking this process of breeding, which took only 36 years, one generation, this is why you got the multitude of color in a nation of people that you have now that's known as African American here in America, and some call themselves Black America. This is dealing with your blood, how you was bred up and down like this. This is why Yahwehism teaches you don't mix your seed. And in this breeding, then you had to understand, how do interbreeding work? Well, let's go into the Masonic Lodge. We're dealing with signs, symbols, and numbers. They have what they call the three ruffians. After 450 years of any nation of people, and he didn't do it on you first, he did it on his own. That's how the Anglo-Saxons became the Anglo-Saxons. Is the Saxons did this on the angels. He knew the knowledge way before he got to any slave that got started at 1555. This Anglo-Saxon who changed his name to American, May the 1st, 1776, he already knew the knowledge because most of them were Scottish Rite Masons, and the knowledge was taught in the Scottish Rite Masons Lodge under the name of the Three Ruffians, where after 450 years, if they could keep you in captivity for 450 years, then you would 100% assimilate into their belief, especially if they taught you, which you are taught. We were taught. The Yaman, who started off as a Yaman, who's got switched over to what he is right now, this is how you got switched over to your belief. You had a mutation, and now I'm a mutation in the DNA structure, if you want to get just deep with the bloodline. See, I'm a what you call a mutation that went back to Yahwehism to find out my history, to find out what I'm telling you right now of how it works, how you can see. I'm not telling you to believe anything. I'm telling you Yahwehism, where you could see the bloodline. Do the study. That's all I have to say about it. But this is what you had to understand in creation. We have been taught through religion that the female is the devil. She was the one that sinned. She did all of this. Your nation can't rise no higher than the female. If you want a good male, you first got to produce a good female. And over from 1970 to 2013, because of the hip-hop school of thoughts have infested this colored race of people who call themselves African-Americans now, then you have lost a whole generation, four generations, as we speak now, of culture, of moral standards. That's what you're suffering from today. But your story is in the book that you would do this. And you do this only because you went in the ways of your oppressor. If our preachers could read, and reading is understanding, and the book of Proverbs is for your wisdom and knowledge. Proverbs 3, verse 39 says, "Envy not your oppressor, choose none of his ways." N-O-N-E. It didn't say some of his ways. It said none-ya. And I know you know what I mean when I say none-ya. None-ya of his ways.
Right.
Ask yourself, who ways are you in? What's your name? What language do you speak? What God do you believe in? Who educated you? Where did you get your summa cum laude, magna cum laude, and cum laude from? You got it from a Germanic race of people. You didn't get it from your race of people if you look like me and Drew, if you people of color. And he has conquered this human being who is an alien who came out of the Germanic tribes, which would tell you now that this alien was Germanic tribe of people. We can look at, go into the study of biology of the recessive gene and the dominant gene. Recessive and dominant. And like my grandfather used to tell me, if you don't look like your shadow, then you're a freak of nature. Then I was about 7 or 8 years old when he told me this. And then Grandpa asked me, he say, what nation of people do you see out there, Junior, that don't look like they shadow? He say they are a freak of nature. They are not the original people of Earth. Well, I'm 67 years old now, and when I look out there, the only race of people I see that don't look like they shadow but walking around on Earth with me and you is the Germanic race of people, which we call white folks, which is a mutation. They'll tell you that. Which is an albino. They'll tell you that. They'll tell you they're the recessive gene. Look in their biology books. They'll tell you that. Ask them where they come from. Ask them their history. They'll tell you that they came out of the Shamaim through the Orion in the story of Job, how they got here on Earth. Then they told you how they mixed their seed with you. This is the importance of knowing the story and the history of blood and bloodline when you're a Yahman. And that's, you had to understand who these Adamites are. And it's told, Ashkenazer told a beautiful story. If you can pick up on the signs and symbols in the story of this making of this human being, the history of the Adamites. So this is, you have to deal with this and see. The story of Adam and Eve, which started at 4004 B.C., we have the map on that, Brother Drew. We also have the map of the Yaman. You done seen both of these maps. We had them across the walls at the Knaus when we had it, when you were studying with us. You done seen maps. I mean, this is not something I show them to anybody. We have this map. The Sphinx, which is in Africa, is older than the Adam and Eve story. So when you say that I'm an Adamite, then, and you look like me and you, Drew, then you have been completely genocided in today's society. You've been, it's no hope for you. You have some people running around here, I tell you, in a New York sucker, they are black Gentiles. When if they, that lets you know that they can't read, because it clearly tells you that you had to be the children of Japheth to be a Gentile, and those were the people that came from the Caucasus Mountain. That ain't no Hamite or Cushite. Cushite and a Hamite, just what it means. Cush means black, Ham means black. What you look like, you're a people of color. You have melanin in your skin. You come from the tribes of Ham. If you're Adamite and Christian, you come from the tribes of Ham and Cush. You didn't come from no Gentile tribe. But if I go into the church and ask any black Christian, what are you? You tell me you're a Gentile. So your teaching, your bloodline, who you are, that's why you can understand why they say don't mix the seed, because you produce individual. And I mean individual because nobody got your eye print, voice print, throat print, or fingerprint. You produce an individual with the school of thoughts. This is why you weren't supposed to enter marriage. You weren't supposed to mix your seed through marrying and stuff. You're supposed to stay away from these people. We integrated into these people. When we were segregated, we were way better off. But since we integrated in 1970, we had to integrate in 1970. Well, look at the history from 1970 to 2013. It ain't so good. And if you compare the history just from 1870 to 1970, 100 years, compare your history, you went completely backwards because in 1964, you was only 5% illiterate. When you came off the plantation, in 30 years, I think it was 1900, you was only 35% illiterate. But the year 2013, you 96.95% illiterate. What happened to you, African American? I'm asking you that question. Talk to old meatball. Tell me, tell the why. What happened to you when you integrated? Because, see, I didn't graduate from a school, Brother Drew, where we the people taught me. Everybody taught me look like me. My grandchildren's teachers, we the people teach them. Everybody that taught me lived in my community, went to the churches. We had three churches in Crockett. They went to the churches that we went to. Everybody lived in the community. That's what I learned. I learned in my schooling, I had agriculture for 4 years. The young ladies had homemaking numbers for 4 years. I don't see, after 1970, I don't see none of these subjects taught. I don't see Latin taught in the school system. My grandmother spoke Latin fluently, and the school system was to the 10th grade. We got her graduation thing when she graduated from Crockett School, the first black school in Crockett for the black folks in Crockett, Brother Drew, was 1901, but we was freed in 1870. Do the math. Now, how in the world, if they waited to, and Crockett is 95% black, my hometown, and then they put a college there 5 years later, Mary Allen College, and it's a funny thing, Brother Drew, they didn't put a high school there, and everybody was in the same high school from the first to the 10th grade, because Big Mama told us the stories before she got up out of here. She was an old woman when she got up out of here, over 100. So how did she speak Latin and only went to the 10th grade, and me and you ain't never heard of nothing on Latin? So the curriculum for the black people in that day and time dealt with agriculture, it dealt with home economics, it dealt with sciences, your sciences, and your history. These are the courses that you do. After integration, is your grandbabies getting taught that? Hell no, they ain't getting taught that. They dumbing you down. And so this is why you got to understand that bloodline, whose bloodline is you in? Is you in your original bloodline of that of the school of thoughts of Yah, or are you in the bloodline of your conqueror, which your Bible called Magog, Gog, and Tubal? And get you a Bible concourse, look up the word Magog, Gog, and Tubal, read them scriptures real good, and reading is comprehension. Read them scriptures and see what's a cursed nation of preachers. You say you believe in Jesus. How many times did Jesus tell you not to go in the ways of a Gentile? Talk to me. I want you to talk to me and tell me how many times that you keep in the ways of the Gentile. See, and this is by, you do this by choice. And see, you tell me that you with Jesus. No, you ain't with Jesus. You with somebody else. Because, see, the Father didn't make no African American. He made a male and a female. That's a supreme being. I ask you who you are. You tell me I'm a black man. I'm an African American. You won't tell me none of this. He made a soul man. The way you think is who you are. you had to get into the correct way of thinking, but the only way you could get in the correct way of thinking is that you had to know your bloodline, high as the blood is. And you had to know that your nation couldn't rise no higher than your female. And all this bunk that Christianity and organized religion teach you about a female is not it. Because if you go back into history, the female used to rule the tribes and the clans, which the white folks was in. But all the tribes, the female played a very important part. The female has something that you ain't got, man, and that's a womb. You can't produce anything but create one thing that a man creates, your ignorant, illiteracy, madness of walls and different organized things. That's your creation. That's what man creates. Female creates this man. So if the female would understand who she is and what role she plays. And see, I don't need to be teaching this. A female need to be teaching this to another female. I tell you where you find this, but you got to teach your daughters and your granddaughters and your nieces how to be female and not a woman. See, that's a compound word, without man. Go look that word up. And a man is one man. You are a supreme being that's in the ways of Yah if you've got melanin skin like me and you. Anything that's got color on this earth was first, his first blood was that of a Yah man. The reason that you don't understand your father and you done strayed away from your father's teaching is because of the mixing of the seed and his school of thoughts and his mindset. And that's the only thing that's keeping anybody from the school of color of black race of people from being a powerful nation of people. It's because you don't understand creation. It's right there in front of you. Is there any questions that Brother Drew?
Not nobody has their hand up yet, but that's very good information. I'll give you a chance to take a break and play a song. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Let me tell you
on with Brother DeWater. Anybody have any questions, just press 1 on the phone, and we'll get you right in. We on with Brother DeWater. He's going over the forger Yahweh. We're talking about the bloodlines tonight, so if you have a question and want to get in with us, just press 1 on the phone.
Yeah, we'll move on down the line of this.
Okay, Brother DeWater, we have a call coming in from the 972 area code 780, yo.
Yes, my question is, how do we know, okay, do Yah, is Yah for all people, or is Yah for, you know, when I say Yah, I mean, are we talking about Yah for white people, white for Chinese people, Mexican people? Could you explain that to me, please?
Yah is not for all people. Yah is a school of thought. A school of thought is a mind, which is called a way of life. It ain't for everybody. If this DNA is in you, it's for you. But if the DNA is not in you, it's not for you. Y'all ain't a god. You ain't spookism or none of this. We're dealing with a way of life of our forefathers, which was a way of life and a language on this earth for 240,000 years if you trace the history of Yah. It's one word, Y-A-H. Y-A. Y-A-H is in its feminine form. Y-A is in its masculine form. The people that spoke this language, I'm telling you what we believe in. And this ain't for everybody, because it's only through the bloodline that this is not for everybody. You know the truth when you hear the truth, or you go search for the truth. Don't get Yahwehism mixed up with Christianity, because you just asked me a Christian question. Is Yah for everybody? I know Christianity teaches you that Christianity is for everybody. Well, Yahwehism is not for everybody. It deals strictly with the mind, not worshiping. It deals with obedience of a individual, not no praising and worshiping and tithing and having hope and having faith. That ain't Yahwehism. Yahwehism is obeying the laws. These laws deal with nothing but science, homeboy. The 12 laws of nature and science. This is what the earth is made out of, science. You are science. You are part of the earth. You are botany and zoology. Your body that you have is botany. The way you mate and breed is zoology, which botany is the study of plants and animals. The part I see is botany. The part that breeds is zoology. And that's how it's broke down. You can't get no, that's on the one. That's how it was created. That's the beginning. And everything starts with electromagnetic energy and the 12 laws of nature, which start with vibration. You can't get no closer to creation than when I just told you, this is what Yahwehism is. Nothing spooky about it. It's nothing but science.
Well, is Jesus Yah's son?
Yah ain't got no sons. Yahwehism doesn't deal with no gods, no sons, and no daughters. It's a school of thought. It is a mind. See, what you are, young man, you are, what I look at is a shell or a body that's going to stay here. What's encased in it is a mind. And the mind can speak. Me and you are speaking, and when you speak your mind. Your mind is what you have been taught. It's your school of thoughts. And your which DNA is more prevalent in you is which DNA would take control of your mind.
I know what DNA is in me?
I tell you what. As long as you're curious, like you're curious.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what DNA was in me. But I was curious, and I kept on studying, and I kept on traveling till I knew the truth when I read it and when I saw it. I knew the truth time I would read it. When I was reading the history of and understanding how the Bible was wrote. And this was from an intense study, little brother. I mean, a very intense study. This is how I travel up on this. What I'm doing is sharing with you because you are interested in it. Then you already know that something is wrong. See, in your Bible, and you sound like a Christian. I don't know if you're a Christian. I don't put no labels on a person. I let them tell me what they are, or what they believe. If they're Hebrew, Israelite, Christian, Muslim, Buddhism, atheist, whatever, I let you, your voice tell me what you are.
But oh, yeah. I believe in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But I want to know the truth.
And now I can see, here's what I want to know is this here. If you believe in Jesus, I know what your books say. Now, your book says that Jesus manifested his Father's name to all the people on earth. Your book said that Jesus was the son of this Father. He never said nothing about no God. He said he was the son of this Father, and the way to his Father's kingdom was through his teaching, his mindset, his school of thoughts, which was called Essence at one time, the Ebor Knights, they were the Nazarenes, the Nazareth. Different. If you study the history, you run into his teaching. And then in the Bible, it tells you he was in the order of Melchizedek. Well, all of these orders that you read, they believed in Yahwehism. Now, you go to Psalm 68:4, and it clearly tells you that Jah is the Father, is the name of the Father in heaven. The God in heaven, but that's a translation. You got to know when Goodspeed put big G and little G into the Bible, when it was translated out. So you go back to the original translation, and it would read YA in its male form, YAH in its feminine form. And then you have to ask, of course, why is it not YA in the male form? It's in the feminine form. Then you go into Proverbs, the 8th chapter of Proverbs, and it'll tell you about the Shekinah Yah, who was here before Yah was here, which is a creation story. This is in your Bible, in Proverbs, go to Proverbs 8th chapter. This will explain to you. Your Bible is wrote up on the codes, signs, and symbols, but it didn't get away from me because I'm a Mason, just like the Mason that wrote the book. So, this is why for 350 years that the Bible, the King James Bible, 1881 version, revised version, that came out in 1881, was called a forbidden Bible for 350 years because it was written up under esoteric and exoteric knowledge. Well, you wasn't taught those knowledges in a school system. Those are secret societies knowledge. This Bible was translated out of Greek, which was translated out of Didache and Kerygma, which is esoteric and exoteric knowledge in this language, which it come up under secret societies. So you could never understand this book because the first thing about this book is no such thing as a new Old Testament. It is a New Testament, but the Old Testament is Judaism. That's the Torah and the Tanakh. It is six other books that go with that book, especially the Talmud and the Kabbalah. You have to know those books before you can understand anything in this. Jesus understood this book. Now, ask yourself, how did Yahshua ben Jehoshaphat get translated to Jesus Krishna, then his name got translated to Jesus Krishna, and then his name got translated to Jesus Christ. And when you go into the teaching of Jesus Krishna, Jesus Krishna, and Jesus Christ, and the teaching of Yahshua, the original teacher, it doesn't match up, little brother, because each one of the teaching of Jesus, Jesus, and Jesus is different. Because Jesus Christ's teaching come up under angelic gospel Christian epistle teaching.
Well, do you think it's possible that a person can change the name over a period of time, that those names can just be changed?
Well, see, the next lecture we're going to do is called What's in a Name? And we already got a hour long show on this. Nicole and I do it together. We did the show What's in a Name?
All right, Brother DeWall, we got
and
another
so
caller standing by.
See, you have to understand that through translation, things get turned around, words get changed. Out of this original language, somewhere everything had a name. It didn't. T O T W O and T O. They all mean they. That's two, right? But they all mean different things.
All right, Brother DeWall, we got another caller coming in.
G U A R D is pronounced the same way, right? So I always ask, what God is guarding you?
All right, we got another caller coming in, Brother DeWall. We got a caller coming in at 214-586-0.
Hi.
Hey,
did they answer the young man's question?
Okay, we'll get right back to him. He's still online. Also, I wanted to catch this call up. My computer's blinking, so I want to catch this other caller calling in. 214, you got a question or comment?
Yes, peace, Buck Howell, everybody. Yeah, I did some study. The things that DeWall was talking about is real, and you know, I've did my study and homework, and I realized, you know what I'm saying? A lot of things in the Bible. You know, when you have somebody who has a name and they already have that name, it's not anywhere in that Bible where it says that Yahshua changed his name or why what the reason was to the reason of changing the name. That name was translated by Greek and Roman or whatever you want to call the class of people or whatever into that Jesus, Jesus, and just like he was saying, and to Jesus, and you know that was done for a reason, and a part of that reason is evident of what you see today, which is the enslaved people. You know what I'm saying? Which is our people, the original man and woman. You see what I'm saying? That was changed for reasons of enslavement. You know what I'm saying? Of one's nationality, and to you know what I'm saying? Put another nationality on a pedestal, and you know psychologically place them closer to God. And that's why you know what I'm saying? That book was given to us. That's why certain things were given to us in their image. These people giving you something that represents God in their image. You see what I'm saying? That's not a coincidence. So the things that DeWall was saying, I relate to it. I've done my study and done homework as well as just observing. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the best research you can do is observation, and you know just observing these things that's going on and within the Bible. And yeah, it's true about the masonry too, because I've seen the Bible. I've seen a Bible with the Masonic symbols on it.
Right.
So, yeah, I just wanted to point
okay.
that out.
All right, we appreciate you calling in, Brother IT.
And I'm glad that the young man is studying.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good information. Yeah, yeah, he's always
I'm glad the young man is studying.
Yes, that's good information right there. And yeah, and the brother, I know him, he's always studying. You know, you give him some information, he'll come back with some more information. So that's how we learn. And I mean, we teach ourselves. We just get instruction from Brother DeWall what to go look for. Let's go back to 972. Let's see if you would finish with your question, weren't you, Brother Aki?
Oh, yeah, I was finished with everything I had to say. I just wanted to
I just wanted to build on what the brother Dot Y was saying when he was breaking
keep on,
down
keep on traveling.
That information.
I can say for you, little brother, keep on traveling.
I will, my brother.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
You get that.
All right, 972, you back on. I just wanted to do that because my computer might crash on us. It's blinking, so if it crashed, then, you know, the show would be over. But we're getting down to our last 4 minutes. You have another question, 972-780?
Well, I do. I'm curious to know, the previous caller indicated that, you know, someone giving us this information. I'm curious to know who does he mean by who gave us this information?
Well, I think he's talking about the information. I'll bring him back on. Brother,
well, the Bible,
ask that.
I can answer that, Brother Drew.
Okay, go ahead.
Brother Drew, I can answer that, who gave us this information.
Brother
DeWalt. The Bible has the history of the Bible. I want you to go do some research for yourself. You probably can pull it up. I got the book called The History of the Bible, who wrote it and how it was written. See, it used to not be no chapters in the Bible. Someone put this into the chapters in the book of Bereshit and Genesis and all that. The Bible wasn't wrote like that. What was translated out of, it was not wrote like that. And so doing that, see, I have the original writings in the original language. If you just really want to get real off into the study, I had to get a book, the book of the Torah and the Tanakh in the original language of how it's wrote. So when you go off into that would tell you who wrote and give you this. You was given this by the Roman Catholic Church, then by the Protestant Church, and then it changed over to Angelic Gospel Episcopal Church when it came to the West. You live in the Western Hemisphere. You're not up on the Eastern Hemisphere teaching. The Bible is wrote up on the Eastern Hemisphere. Your churches that you belong to over here and the teaching of Jesus Christ came to you from the Anglo-Saxon. The Jesus Christoph, that's the Spaniards. That's what they said that Yahshua was. And so Jesus Christoph is who the Jews say Yahshua was. But Yahshua didn't say what these other orders say about him. You had to understand that Yahshua told you that he was in the order of Melchizedek. Well, these others are not in that order, because that order is Yahwehism. And so when you start studying, but I want you to go look up the history. You have to study for yourself. Don't let nobody tell you anything. If you're curious about the question, go get the answer for yourself. But that's how you find out who gave us this. Now, that young man that told you that, he done did some studying. That's what you have to do. You have to travel a little bit to understand this. You just don't wait for somebody to tell you about it. Go do the study for yourself so you will know that ain't nobody lying to you about it.
All right. Okay. Well, everybody, we appreciate everybody joining us this evening. We'll be back on again at 8 p.m. Next Saturday, if y'all's willing. We'll be discussing what's the topic next week, Brother DeWater.
We'll go into what's in the young man wanted to know about a name. We're gonna go into what's in a name, because see, we be naming. I see, you know for yourself, Drew, from you studying with us, that your name carries a vibration with it, and your name is part of your attitude and your personality, you know, of who you were named. If you notice that long time ago, the black people stuck real close to biblical names. And today's
right.
Society of people, they got little poo-poo and boo-boo and shoo-hoo-doo and bow-wow and bang-bang and two-pop and soup-pop and all of these names. Well, that carries the energy with them. I mean, what kind of energy do they take? And see, this energy take hold to other energies. You have we'll get off into how this when Cole we get Cole on talk about energy, put that study down about energy, and we'll study on what's in a name, and then I'm going to break down the following week. We got to break down the Masonic order. I'm going to give you a running knowledge of secret societies, of what they have taught. The oldest secret society is the Luciferians. So you had to know what the Luciferians teach, what the Scottish Rite, York Rite, the Prince Hall, and different Masonic orders, they teach them, their beliefs. And where do they get their beliefs from? You have to go all the way back into Newton. Newton started when the scientists started rebelling against the church. You know, it used to be against the law in the European countries to study science, the church. You had to go back into the history of the Catholic Church when they were persecuting people, like Galileo. They made him rechant and all of this stuff. But it's good to know that history, because you have to understand how we've been genocized. And nobody, I notice none of our black leaders want to address genocide. If I ask some of the black leaders, they explain genocide to me. This is where our problem starts. We've been genocized. And the only way that you had to first understand that you've been genocide, then you had to go and find out what was the original man, because if you people of color, that you've got melanin in your body, I don't care if you're a Mexican, Indian, so-called Indian Mexican. Well, if you are people of color, then you was in the ways of Yah. You're the original people of Earth. It's the colored people, and that's facts. And if white folks want to live down here in peace with us, we got to teach them how to live in peace, because they are a disagreeable spirit. And we know about the Greys and the Dorans and all of this stuff. And that's another lecture. So we know we can get off into the lecture of the disagreeable and agreeable spirits of how these people came back, starting with the sixth chapter of Genesis. Then we go to the second chapter of Deuteronomy and teach on those two scriptures right there that I don't see no preachers preaching, teaching on who is these people that they was talking about when they say Nephilim. The reptilians, the Zanzimanum. Who are these people? What are these tribes of people? And is these people's descendants still here on earth as we speak? Because once the bloodline come in, it can be bred out, but it can be breded back in. So we understood breeding, how we can breed up, because we can, if we want to take that musty back down, we just take that musty brain, bring black, all the way back till you get back black again. See, so that's what we got to do with our people, is we got to breed them back black, because your mind is white. If you graduated from a school system in the United States, if you call yourself a Christian, you have been genocided. You control, the mindset is that of a Gentile. And Jesus told you not to go in the ways of a Gentile. And you have the ways of a Gentile if you say, I'm American, I'm an African American, I'm a black American, if I'm a Christian, because that is the ways of the Gentile. You had to understand who you are in the Bible, in the Quran, in the Torah, in the Tanakh, because you're the same people in all of those books. When you understand that, then you can come into Yahwehism. And Yahwehism is a school of thought. There ain't no praise dancing and worshiping and praising the Almighty and all of that stuff. It's just a way of life. That's all it is. And it's a hell of a way of life. It's the truest way of life that you can come across, because it deals with science. Everything is science. Your child right now, Drew, your grandbaby, that's sitting up there that's 2 and 3 years old, hell, he's a scientist. All he got to be is talk.
Right. Okay, Brother DeWatt, we appreciate you again, and we'll be on next week with Brother DeWatt.
I appreciate you letting us come on and explaining this, but I know that you're part of it, and I wanted to tell you one thing. It ain't but one black organization in America. that got some history to it. And you know who that is?
Who is that?
The Black Panthers. Because that was, that go, we can trace their history all the way back to Babylon. The history of some bad gods for Samaritans. They call them, was called the Black Panthers. They wore a Black Panther thing on. So the only black organization that you got in America that can boast about this is the Black Panthers. I thank you for that. I want the Black Panthers to know that.
Oh, okay. That's a good. That's a good revelation. Also,
right.
You know, since we did that show number
oldest
two,
name, oldest history, it is. It's that organization that call themselves the
okay.
Black Panthers.
Well, I want you to know this, brother. The way y'all works, we done did this two shows on here, and the show we did number last week is our top radio listeners since we've been on for 2 years and 1 week. So that's a, you know, all. All that
well,
testimony to the time is right.
I know that your children are ready to teach the language, so I know y'all on my side with y'all, a lot of stuff. But I'll see you next week.
All right, peace. All right, everybody, we'll see y'all next week. Same phone number, 909-265-9226, 8 p.m. Central. We appreciate all our callers who called in, and we'll be on next week. All right.